This is the Pete Riley Show podcast, episode 9. Thank you for checking in. This podcast comes to you just a few days after the terrible shooting in Las Vegas. I would offer my thoughts on that, but I don't know what to say. I thought about that the other day. How would I have handled that if I was still doing the morning show? I've been in that situation before, many times actually. It's a really weird place to be because you go into work with some silly stories to share and some trivia to ask, and all of a sudden you have to change gears. I always felt like it was my job to get as much information as possible and to be clear and concise as we aired it. I was on the air during or following Newtown, Columbine, 9/11, the start of the Gulf War. You're kind of numb to what's happening because you have a job to do. Yes, it is horrible. It's terrible, but you have 3 or 4 hours to fill and you've got to say something. The time for opinions and possible solutions would always start the next day, in my opinion. Now, 3 days later, I still don't know what to say. I mean, obviously, I can say it's terrible, it's horrible, and how could this happen? I have a friend on Facebook who favors gun control, but even he posted on Tuesday, "I don't even want to debate guns with you. Not today." That said a lot to me. I guess some of us are just numb, not knowing what to say, or just tired of the same old argument, or tired of the same inaction. On the podcast today, some quick hits, a quick statement or two about some various topics, thoughts that crossed my mind while I was out walking. In fact, speaking of walking, I mentioned on Facebook the other day that I went for a nice walk on the Fairhaven bike path, took the dogs into the woods, must have been about 2 miles, but my Fitbit was dead. I didn't charge it the night before. I thought it had enough juice. So I posted, if you went for a 2-mile walk, but your Fitbit didn't record it, did it really happen? My son, Matt, who just isn't into all this technology that we all use, he said, "You know, I don't need a Fitbit to tell me if I walked. I walked across campus today. I know that." And he said, "And I don't care how many calories I burned because I'm not fat." Maybe there's something to that. Here we go, though, with some quick hits. Jason Aldean says, "This world is becoming the kind of place I am afraid to raise my children in." Aldean writes on Instagram that he's gone through a range of emotions since he was on stage at the Route 91 Harvest Festival in Las Vegas Sunday night. Aldean says, "It's time to stand together as Americans to make the country better." Meanwhile, he's skipping 3 shows set for Southern California this weekend. He says he wants to take time to grieve for those who were hurt or killed and to spend time with his family and friends. You know, I hope he gets some help because I'm sure he's going to be dealing with some PTSD. The next time he steps on a stage, I would not be surprised if he has some kind of flashback. How many of us saw what happened on Sunday night and said, you could relate to it? My 4 children were at a Jason Aldean concert this summer down in Virginia. It was an outdoor complex. True, there were no high-rises all around it, but could have been them, right? Number 2 on the quick hits, the New Bedford election. Tuesday was preliminary election day, and according to reports, the turnout was 9.4%. Let that sink in for a minute, 9.4%. I really hope there's a better turnout in November because only 9.4% of the population of the city of New Bedford cared enough to vote. I remember when I was the program manager at WBSM, people would always tell me how important the election was, and I would think, really? Then how come only 9% of the people care? Number 3, Red Sox in the playoffs. But for how long, I ask? Now, I don't want to be a hater, but I've always felt that the team that was the hottest at playoff time had the best chance. No matter how much the depth chart said or how great they played all year, the team that was the hottest at the beginning of October had the best chance. And you have to admit they were not that hot the last week of the season. Cleveland is hot. The Yankees are hot. If the Red Sox do get by Houston, which I hope happens, I see it going all 5 games, though. If the Red Sox get by Houston, I think they'll face Cleveland, and let's just hope the starting pitching gets hot. Number four, Game of Thrones. I caught up. I mentioned a few weeks ago how I had never watched the show before, but with all the hype, I started watching it on demand, and I've now caught up. My wife just shook her head when I pointed out that that means I watched 67 episodes since the summer. You might say I made good use of my rain days. I asked my oldest daughter, "What do I do now?" And she said, "Just wait, like the rest of us." Number five, the new TV season. I like it. I think it's off to a good start. As I mentioned in my column in the Standard Times, I always like it when my favorite shows come back because we get back into our routines. Here's what I'm watching: NCIS, NCIS New Orleans, Scorpion, Big Bang Theory, 60 Minutes, Bull, also Chicago Fire and Chicago PD. Some of the new shows, I'm watching The Brave. I'm not sure if I like SEAL Team yet. The jury's still out on that. I do like The Good Doctor, and let's see, I also like Designated Survivor. Yes, you might say I watch a lot of TV, but I do have a lot of time on my hands. Number six, speaking of TV, some Nielsen ratings are out. The top five network series. Number one is Young Sheldon on CBS. I like that show. I think it has a good future. It'll be back in November. The Good Doctor comes in at number two. Will and Grace is back at number three. SEAL Team is number four with 9.9 million. And Wisdom of the Crowd on CBS is number five. Top five returning series, The Big Bang Theory got a 17.7. NCIS is second, then This Is Us on NBC, 60 Minutes, and The Voice on NBC, the Tuesday edition. Now, the NFL is continuing a steady decline in audience. The fourth week of games had the smallest audience of the year on a weekend that some people had called for a boycott because of the national anthem protest the week before. The nationally televised games in week four averaged 13.8 million viewers, down from 14.8 the week before. Number seven, the Patriots. Ah, now you know how I feel as a Dolphin fan. Maybe not, because we really suck, but the Patriots are struggling on defense, and they're not protecting Tom Brady on offense. Isn't it funny, though, how they managed to protect him with, what, 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter? They're going to make you wonder why they couldn't do it sooner. I still expect Bill Belichick will figure it out, and the team will be fine. It does look weird to see Buffalo leading the division, though. Number eight, the death of Tom Petty. Yes, I was sad to see him pass this week. I was not a huge fan, but I enjoyed his music. I hate to say it, but I think we're going to be seeing a lot more of this. Many of our favorite artists are in their late 60s and early 70s. Ironically, it seems like Keith Richards is going to outlive them all. Winter weather predictions at number nine on our quick hits. I forgot what the Farmer's Almanac said, but AccuWeather released their long-term forecast this week. Maybe I'll get Dean DeVore back for details. The map calls for a rainy winter for us, with the snow line seeming to be in western Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Maine, and Vermont. Now, I'm not sure how I feel about this. I mean, it's good news for my friends that like to ski, and it's good news for the skiing industry. It's true, I'm not a fan of ice, and a snowy winter would be tough for some of us, but a rainy winter, wouldn't that just be downright depressing? And number 10 on our quick hits, back to the mass shooting. I hope we can have some healthy discussion on how to curb the violence. I'm not going to kid myself. I'm sure it's going to get ugly. What happened to debate in this country? Remember how we used to disagree and debate, but then slap each other on the back and go out for a meal? Is it because of social media? Is it because we can hide behind a keyboard? Whatever happened to that saying, "I do not agree with what you have to say, but I'll defend to the death your right to say it"? There are variations of that going around, but now it seems like it's more, "I do not agree with what you say, and you're an idiot for even bringing it up." Let's do something and maybe make life better. That's it for this week. It's been a very serious, very emotional week for a lot of people. When we meet again, let's hope it's under lighter, cheerier circumstances. That's it for this week's podcast. I'm Pete Braley. Take care.